Human rights abuses are on the rise in Madagascar. This according to a new report published in the United States. The annual State of Human Rights Report points to a crackdown on rights in the lead-up to presidential elections in July. The country was destabilized by a coup in 2009 and is currently led by André Joël, who heads a transitional government. RFI's Raisa Yusuf spoke to Eric Wong, chargé d'affaires at the US Embassy in the capital, Antananarivo. He says that press freedom is under particular threat in the country.
The report on Madagascar, I think, highlights four key areas of concern. One is unlawful killings by the armed forces and security services. Second is the trafficking in persons situation in the country. Thirdly is the lack of press freedom. And last is the general inability of the citizens to choose its government, a result of the 2009 coup d'etat. In particular, press freedom is something that I think is of concern to the international community.
You mentioned that press freedom is in danger. Could you expand on that, please?
I think there have been some highly publicized examples of journalists that have received harassment by officials of the de facto regime. There's one highly publicized case involving journalists belonging to Free FM Radio. Earlier this year, they had to be protected by the South African government here in Antananarivo because of the degree of physical threat that they were facing. Another issue that's highlighted in our human rights report are the nearly 80 radio stations and media outlets that have been closed since 2009. Many of them belong to the opposition groups and have not been allowed to reopen or to relaunch their operations. So lack of freedom of expression, limits on the ability of the opposition to voice their opinions, these are certainly issues that are going to affect the outcome and political environment for the elections.